Well, hi, I'm Leah, and I have never, Edie, never turned anything in late in my life.
Oh, really?
Really?
Even paperwork from school?
100%.
Wow. 100%. Impressive.
But here's the big but. That doesn't mean I don't do things at the last minute.
Oh.
And it doesn't mean I've done a fabulous job either. So nobody ever called me a perfectionist.
Okay.
So yeah, I could have done a much better job had I started sooner, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I am. I am a mom to two teens. I have a sweetie, cutie hubby. And I am in my last year, my 10th year in Beijing, and I think my 38th or my 39th year teaching presently at an international school in Beijing, China.
Hi, I'm Edie, and I procrastinate on projects around the house and also on creative projects that I think I'm invested in, but I must not be that invested in because I procrastinate. I'm also not a perfectionist. I don't know what this is about, Leah, but I am, what is this? This is my, I don't know what, 34th year of teaching?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little behind you, Leah.
Yeah, well, you're 3 years younger than me, so you're probably 3 years
behind me. Did you start teaching when you were 22?
Mm-hmm. Right, yes, I did.
Okay, so did
yes,
I
did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We're the two chit-chat chicks. Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Slugging and belt bags.
We'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Procrastination.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
In our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Leah, what is this slugging about? I hope it's not that slugging thing where you put like slugs on your feet and they eat away dead skin.
Oh, no, I couldn't even talk about that.
Ugh.
Just shut up. That image will never be gone now.
I'm sorry. It was a thing, remember?
Well, and I guess now that you mention it, this probably is called slugging because the texture may resemble that.
The slime?
Oh, the slime.
Okay. Because well, what is it?
Slugging involves slathering your face in petroleum jelly just before getting into bed with the goal of waking up with a radiant, soft complexion. Okay. So apparently it's been a Korean beauty craze for some time that's been endorsed by pharmacies and skincare brands.
Of course. Of course.
And experts now, though, are saying that it causes acne by not allowing oil to be released from the pores. Yeah, hello. Well, and imagine just like the grease on the pillow. I did read some commentary from somebody saying like they had to put their hair up in a tight bun and then put on a hair what's it called?
A shower cap.
And then even so, like, and then put a towel on their pillow just so.
Maybe they should have wrapped their face in a light layer of gauze like they were a mummy.
No. Oh, no, that's like somebody who's been burnt. That's horrible.
It is horrible.
The whole idea of it is nasty, really. I mean, you know, sometimes I provide tips or tricks that are actually ridiculous. I think this is one of them. I don't say, if you want to try it for a night just to see, I do slather my face with CeraVe moisturizer after.
But that's good.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting because I've started doing it this summer where, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, but now I put on my my retinol and then I put on a little serum and then I just douse my face and my neck with lots and lots of moisturizer. And because CeraVe is not expensive, I don't feel guilty doing it. And I'm just like,
we
so
should
I am.
Never feel guilty for taking care of our skin.
Well, you're right. But, you know.
Now, what if you just like did targeted slugging? What if you just like slugged around like the fine lines around your mouth? Not yours.
Are you intimating that they're starting to come? Because
no.
I know they are.
Well, mine are. I was thinking about me. Always thinking about me.
Yes. Yeah.
You could like target your slug.
Oh, target your slug. There's a thought. Yeah. See, we could.
Someone should really hire us at some magazine.
I know. We're good. We're so good.
Yeah. Don't want to slug your whole face? Just target your slug. Right? That could be like a sidebar.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, yeah, we're impressive people. And you also have something that would really stand out great in a magazine. Your, what are you calling it?
Belt bag.
Belt bag.
Now,
is that a fanny pack?
Leia, shut up.
Just
shut up. They used to be known as fanny packs, yes. And you'd wear them around your waist, right. And they would add bulk to your fanny.
Right.
And I remember I was happily wearing them into the 90s because they were just so fabulous. Mm-hmm. And my friend Bob was like, Ede. And I'm like, oh.
Word of advice.
Yeah. And he was right. I looked at this picture of me outside the Gap with a huge green fanny pack on. It wasn't good. So I had not touched a fanny pack. Okay. And then my friend Gina, who's very fashionable, is like, oh, fanny packs are back. And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, we call them belt bags.
Do you know why? May I interrupt for a moment? Because we have quite a few Australian listeners, and a fanny in Australia is a vagina. So you shouldn't call them fanny bags.
Well,
anyway.
No one does anymore.
Well, it's, you know, a good thing.
The 80s were a wild time.
They also call flip-flops thongs. So it's very confusing.
It's so confusing.
Anyway, so your friend, sorry, back to your story.
So now I've lost my train of thought. So you have your belt bag, but you're not calling it a fanny pack, and right. You're not wearing it so it goes over your fanny. You wear it like diagonally across your chest. Kind of like, think Chewbacca.
With
those ammunition, how that goes like that. You know, under his armpit and around.
Yeah, like a crossbody bag. But it's tighter.
Yeah, and you have a buckle. And Leia, I haven't touched my purse in months because this belt bag, everything's like right there. You can put your little paws in there and, you know, get out your money, get out your, you know, I love it. And you don't have to worry about like people stealing something because they're going to have to, you'll see them.
Yeah, right.
Because it's right over your boob.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the first time I saw you, a few, you know, in the summer, I noticed you had this brilliant silver fanny pack.
No, belt bag.
Belt bag. Belt bag across your chest, and it looks really good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it is trendy now. It is on trend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have a silver one that I'm loving for the summer, and I also have a black one. Mm-hmm. It's I found out about this from one of my dear Swifty friends. It was at Costco, the black belt bag, and it's a Lululemon, like the same thing as Lululemon.
Really?
But without the, you know, the Lululemon tag or price. Okay. So I immediately got that. She got one in both colors. And when I went back to do that, you know, they were gone. I don't even remember what the other color was.
Whisked off the shelves.
I kind of want a rose gold belt bag.
Uh-huh. Well, just keep thrifting. You'll find one.
No, people aren't like donating these yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure in like 2 years it'll be back-to-back belt bags.
Okay. Well, look for the sales then.
This has made my life so happy.
I'm so glad. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I'm open to trying it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire too?
It's time for Campfire Chat.
So, Leia, as you know, your current obligations and your responsibilities, you can't put them off. You know, it's chop, 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 chop. You got to buckle down. You got to do the work. Uh-huh. And you have to ignore naysaying voices. You have to believe in yourself. Procrastination often comes from a fear that you can't do things, right?
Yes, totally.
Or like procrastination comes from being a perfectionist. Is that right?
I think it can.
I guess it can because I'm not a perfectionist and I procrastinate.
Right, right, right.
So what do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm reading Atomic Habits right now. So I'm actually learning a fair bit about how to chop. So
okay, so can you tell us who wrote Atomic Habits?
Oh, yeah. What's something? James Clear.
James Clear?
Yeah, we will put that in the show notes.
Maybe. It's a big, big book.
Is it? Because again, I'm reading it on Kindle, so I never know how big books are.
I checked it out from the library and just had 3 weeks to read it. And it was a big book, but it was full of a lot of great things.
So many good things. Mm-hmm. I'm actually pretty inspired by it. So Let's talk through a few things and see if we can address some of our own procrastination and let James Clear help us get through some of our procrastination issues. How about that? Okay. So what is your, what's something that you've been delaying?
Okay. So I have a practical project, which is cleaning my basement.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yes. Yep. 3 years in.
Oh, it's longer than that, Leah. Uh-huh. Let's be real. Okay. And also finishing my book, Carrie's Winter.
Right. Okay.
So that's a creative procrastination.
All right. I like it. Okay. So we're going to talk through this with you as we go through some of his.
But do you procrastinate on anything?
No. I mean, yes. But this is about you.
I don't. Okay.
Well, as it comes up, I'll yes. I mean, one of my big things that I'm procrastinating on is getting my nomadic entrepreneurship underway. And it's sort of because I don't quite know how to start. It is procrastination because I was planning to do like 2 hours every day in the summer and like 1 hour every day now that I'm back at work and that's whoo. And it's challenging because I'm sort of fluttering all around. So maybe this will help center me too.
Yeah, I don't know that you're procrastinating. I honestly think you during the summer you're so busy you didn't have the like. That's what I find with Carrie's Winter. Maybe this is an excuse, but I just find that I can't like just sit down and focus because there's so many other things going on.
Well, that's true, right? Well, here's his definition of procrastination. Yeah. It is the act of delaying or postponing a task or set of tasks. So whether you refer to it as procrastination or what does he say? Akrasia.
Oh, yeah. I'm always calling akrasia.
Yes, of course.
I'm akrasying.
Or something else. It is the force that prevents you from following through on what you set out to do.
Truth.
So, you know, I guess we could call what I am doing procrastinating to some degree. So then he talks about why we procrastinate. And it's kind of this this tension between your present self and your future self, right? We talk about future self quite a bit.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
So when you set goals for yourself, like, you know, writing your book or cleaning up your basement or, you know, me exercising more or at all.
Or
eating healthily. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You actually are making plans for your future self. So you're imagining what you want your life to look like, right? So researchers have found that when you think about your future self, it's actually quite easy for your brain to see the value in taking the actions because of the long-term benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the future self values those long-term rewards.
So like my future self will be happy in October when I'm getting all my Christmas decorations that I don't have to like, you know, hurdle crap to get to the decorations.
Right. Yeah.
And my future self will be happy to get all those checks from Carrie's Winter being on the bestsellers list.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And my future self will be delighted that I'm, you know, not having to spend weekends in bed because my back is aching because I've now have stronger abs and I'm, you know, and I'm in a bit of shape, right?
Yeah.
For my swimming. The swimming. Oh, okay, Leia. That's what I'm procrastinating on.
Oh.
Swimming, which I think is the thing that, yeah, because, but that opportunity to do some sort of exercise that's really going to benefit my future self. And that's the one kind of exercise that I'm thinking is going to help.
That's going to benefit you more than like cleaning a basement. Let's be honest.
Well, you know, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So here he says, if you want to stop procrastinating, then you need to make it as easy as possible for the present self to get started and trust that motivation and momentum will come after you begin.
I think he gives the example, if I remember right in the book, like if you want to start running, you start off real slow by just putting out your workout clothes.
Okay. Okay, for 1 week, the workout clothes.
The swimsuit, yeah, right. The towel.
Okay, so my swimsuit.
Or, you know, to make it easier, you pack up your workout bag.
Right.
You make your, I don't know how I can make it easier to start cleaning my basement.
Well, okay, so he says, make the rewards of taking action more immediate. So I'm thinking, making the rewards more immediate.
Yeah.
So if I think about that in terms of exercise, how do I make that more immediate? I mean, I just say I'm doing it.
Yeah, like my body is stronger from doing that workout. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My future self will thank me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
James, we need James as a guest. Yes. What the hell are you talking about?
Let's see if we can get James in. Well, you know, I just took a few quotes too, so mm-hmm. I don't have everything here.
Yeah.
But these are the steps. So make the rewards of taking action more immediate and make the consequences of procrastination more immediate.
Hmm.
So if we're looking at consequences, I guess for me, I would just like have to think about them. Well, the consequences are I'm not going to be ready. I'm not going to be ready for Vancouver Island next year, Edie, in any way. If I'm not fit, I'm going to the island of, you know, of hiking and mm-hmm. kayaking mm-hmm. and walking mm-hmm. and biking and, you know, cross-country skiing. And if I need to be fit for that.
Yes,
because
yes.
this is like my future mm-hmm. that is looming. It's really, really soon. And so I've been talking to Don, like, let's get ready. Let's get super fit for mm-hmm. this so that we hit the ground running when we're there.
Leia, remember good, that right? song Tim and I used to sing to you?
What is
and
it?
And Don? Dawn on the mountain, Leia's getting fit.
I do. As soon as you started singing, I remembered.
We sang that all the time because Dawn was always climbing this mountain across the street right? for you. And you were doing the fit. That's wasn't right. it called
that
the fit?
Was, that was in Korea. It was called?
The fit. Wasn't
really?
It?
Really? No.
Get fit?
Oh, come on, come on. It had the...
The firm.
The firm. The firm. You're right. Okay. Well, I'm not capable.
It should have been Leia's getting firm.
Right. Okay. Well, I want to get firm. Okay. So, and my future is immediate. It's creeping up on mm-hmm. me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the consequences are, if I don't, like I'm reading that book Outlive right now. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that in an upcoming episode a bit, I think. But, you know, if I don't do this, I'm going to have some... A, I could die earlier, but
you're going to miss out on fun.
Yeah, I'm going to miss out on fun and quality of life. Mm-hmm. So that is a big, big consequence.
That's not happening.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's just, you see a lot of people in the, you know, in Walmart or whatever in their carts.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sad, right? And it's, you know, not that it's their fault. I'm not saying anything like that, but I don't want to be a person in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be somebody who's, you know, living decade after decade, but not feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm feeling the consequences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Woo. Woo. I thought it was going to be a counseling session for you, but.
Yeah. Do you procrastinate, Leia? No. What?
Okay, well, my procrastination seems to be largely around the exercise and mm-hmm, fitness mm-hmm. wellness area, which is, you know, what's
and mine
more
could
important
be as
than
well.
That?
You know,
yeah.
I had to choose what I'm procrastinating on.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what the consequences of my procrastinating over cleaning the basement and
carries
okay, more immediate. Huh. Well, like the messy basement, every time I go down to do the laundry, it's like, ugh, you know,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be just like lighten my load if it could be like, do the laundry and then right. like not chastise myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Not break your leg on pillows on the ground. Or,
yeah.
Or... Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's do it. Okay. So then he talks about designing your future actions.
Leia, this is where the rubber meets the road.
Okay. Yeah, the rubber hits the road.
The rubber hits the road.
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
So you kind of, now you did that already by setting the time limit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
but,
the beginning, yeah.
So I would say your time limits are too big.
A year is too far away.
No.
No.
Like you said, you were going to work 2 hours and then 1 hour.
Oh, we're talking about that now. I thought.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I just made a leap. So you need to like, in your plan, make it a little bit more bite-sized at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And if you work, say 10 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. And if you work longer,
right.
yay.
Right.
But if you just do your 10 minutes, that's okay.
Actually, I've been building this. I've been making a list as per his instructions of, you know, sort of like I've been habit stacking and writing mm-hmm. down like what I can do during the day and, you mm-hmm. know, replacing, for example, social media mm-hmm. some of that time. Mm-hmm. Not all of it because, no. but. Because
we're on Insta at Two Chit Chat Chicks and I'm at Prairie Girl Greetings on Insta.
Yes, there you
Follow
go.
Follow us.
Thank you.
So you don't want to like. Yeah. Rub that
right,
out.
And, right. We
you
don't know, want totally. To erase that from our lives. But no. yeah, so I'm finding, I've looked at my schedule. I've written everything down that I do every day during my work week. Mm-hmm. And I see that there are many, many places where I can fit in both fitness and yeah. Yeah. entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Right. So many 100%. Places where I'm doing, you know, kind of not very
much, just flopping.
There's so much flopping, Edie. So much flopping. It's unbelievable. No, hours and hours every day. It's shocking.
Well,
so really, funneling some of that time into, yeah. you know, into creating a business.
But we don't need to
fitness.
Shame ourselves.
No. Yeah. Not at all. Not okay. at all. But I'm at the point now where I am designing.
Yeah.
You know, where I'm like, okay, I can do this here
of
and here.
Of course you can.
And there will be some days where I am not able to do as much. Mm-hmm. I'm not even talking about time-wise. I'm talking about my fitness, for example. Mm-hmm. I may be hurting. Well, I can still spend that time stretching.
Yeah.
So like one of the agreements I've made with myself is that, because another thing he talks about is make it as attractive as possible to start new habits, right?
Ooh.
So for me, like I love watching TV. There's so many good TV shows, right? Right now, you know, on Netflix and whatnot. And so some of that fitness time, whether it's stretching or doing the Pilates part of my, mm-hmm. it's a strengthening. I need to mm-hmm. do a lot of strengthening. I'll do that while I'm watching TV.
Good. Love it.
And my deal is, you know, when I'm watching TV, I'm going to be doing mm-hmm. something for my body, which mm-hmm. is not, you know, feeding it with lots of food, but
not actually, shoving ice cream sandwiches. Yeah.
Correct.
Though
correct.
That's good sometimes
yes,
too.
Yes, indeed. So mm-hmm. yeah, making it attractive and achievable is important. And mm-hmm. you talked about that too. Like, you mm-hmm. know, 5 minutes, like get out into your basement after we get off our podcasting today and, you know, spend 5 or 10 minutes
yeah.
a day, yeah. you know, and in no time, unless your kids keep coming back oh. and cluttering it up. But, you know, things can get done. And mm-hmm. that 5 minutes of writing a day, I did that for years, Edie, 5 or 10 minutes of writing a day. I wrote novels. I published many things in magazines. I did a lot on very little, you know, just making sure I
well,
did
Well, what did
that
you do? Okay, this might be in the weeds, so let's make this very quick.
Okay.
So my Carrie's Winter, I have the first draft done, and Leia, mm-hmm. it's like a hot mess. And mm-hmm. I'm like, now what?
Yeah.
What's a manageable step?
A manageable step is just to go to the first. So what I do, I like to print it out. I like mm-hmm. to print what I write out, and I mark it up a bit. Mm-hmm. Or you can do it on the computer. But I highlight things I wonder about. I write in comments like in a different font or in all caps or something. So I mess it up. I mark it up, and I ask myself questions, and I make changes. And for me, that's actually the most fun part
mm-hmm.
Because it can become and you know, get rid of the crap, keep the diamonds. You'll have to edit it or revise
I have
it
done
three or
that,
four times.
But I just don't, I don't know. This is too big to even get into.
You want
to
make it enjoyable. So at the same time, again, and this is a big thing, what can you do while you're doing that? Well, that will make you look forward to it. Is it brewing a lovely cup of tea? Is it, you know, putting on your music? There's a lot of, you know, set up your environment so that
okay.
you're wanting to do it as well, you know. Stack it with attractive things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's what we've got so far from Atomic Habits. I'm not done yet. So there may be more about procrastinating. And I'm not procrastinating reading it either. I'm actually having some fun working my way through it. So this is me, you know, partway through the book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what percentage I'm at because, again, the Kindle, you never know how far along you are. So,
but Leia, we have to look at, there's many, many things we don't procrastinate on.
So true. So true. I mean, I get to work. I do my work, right? I prepare my lessons. I teach my lessons. I mark my papers.
I don't procrastinate on like gardening and planting things.
Right?
And get, you know.
Yeah. Well, things I'm getting paid for, I don't procrastinate on for sure. Like I'm quite an ethical person.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I have to do this first. But I tend to procrastinate on the things that are for me.
Oh, that's a tweet.
or an XX, if that's what Elon Musk's calling his company. But yes, it is, right?
That's a good question. Are you procrastinating on the things that benefit yourself?
Yes, and that is exactly what I'm doing. Wow.
And that's what women do.
That's an aha moment for sure. That's what women do.
That's what women do. Wow. Stop it.
Right? Okay. Oh, thank you
for
that.
I'm exhausted from this.
Okay.
It's time for the chit-chat challenge of the week.
So obviously, Leia, the challenge of the week is to stop procrastinating and to do some of these steps from that we discussed from Atomic Habits, or like put it on hold at the library.
Yeah, get the book.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You'll probably be number 376.
Right. Well, you can read a synopsis of the book too, and you know, find these.
Basic
tips. It's a really good read. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. I find it very readable, and I'm learning mm-hmm. lots of cool things. I like the way he has it framed out. It's mm-hmm. a little bit different from other things I've read before. But anyway, just stop procrastinating. What's going on in your house?
As you say, my daughter is not procrastinating about packing for her camping weekend. Sounds like she's rearranging her room.
Okay. Well, anyway, this challenge will be on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, which is our sister group that belongs with the podcast. So please do join it if you haven't already, because it's a great place to hang out with other mm-hmm. listeners to the podcast, give your opinions, ask questions, get recommendations, and answer the Chit Chat Challenge of the week.
Yeah. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yes, it is. Check out the show notes for links to our blogs, to Instagram.
Oh, give us, what do we search for Instagram, Leia?
What do you mean?
Well, find us, you know, our handle.
Oh, what's our handle? Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yes.
Yes.
With the number two, not written out.
Right. The digit.
The digit. And mine is Prairie Girl Greetings. Follow me.
Yes. Follow both of those. And actually, I have an Instagram account
called
Leia Lucian.
Stop it. Yes. Yeah. I don't know why I'm acting surprised, because Leia Lucian was the first person who followed me.
So Leia Lucian is a little bit dormant right now, but I think that's part of my new business that's happening as I stop.
Such a good handle.
So good, right?
So good.
I know. So also, you can check out Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and of course, find us at the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook.
So we'd love a review on whatever podcast app you're listening on, if you want to. You know, don't procrastinate about that.
No.
Don't procrastinate.
We would love 5 stars.
Yep. Okay. If you want to give us 2 stars, then procrastinate.
Absolutely.
or listen to something else.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. Okay. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.